Well, Nance, not for nothing, but the last few weeks, this has been a pretty meat-intensive show, so I think we ought to get back to things that grow out of the ground.
Like?
Spuds.
Spuds?
You're all hepped up lately about some potato recipes that you got hold of.
First of all, Stein, I make great plain old roast potatoes. Nothing fancy, but everyone always says, wow, these are really delicious. Why are they so good?
Why are they so good, Nancy?
Because before I roast them, I boil them. So I take potatoes and cut them into even chunks, good-sized chunks.
You leave the skin?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I think the skin is the best part of the potato. So I cook them in some boiling salted water. And right when it comes to a boil, I turn it down to a simmer. And you want to cook them till you can just barely stick a fork in them. Drain the potatoes, and then just mix them up with some olive oil, some spices and herbs. I always like to use some paprika because it gives it nice color. I usually put a little cumin in there because I love it, and a bunch of salt and pepper, sometimes some herb de Provence, but if you don't want to get fancy, you could just use oregano or something, and just put them in a hot oven on a sheet pan. Lay them out there, cook them for about 40 minutes-ish in a 400 degree oven until they get really nice and bronze. And they're perfect because they're crisp on the outside and creamy on the inside.
I don't know what it is about spuds. They're okay, I guess. You know, if you were to say, what's your favorite potato dish? I guess
what is your favorite potato?
I'd probably say mashed potatoes. You know what I do like, though? Do you like cold cannon? Have you ever made that?
You know, I never have.
It's really good. It's just mashed potatoes with cabbage in it or kale or something like that. That's about it. But it's fun. It's kind of a nice change. And I make garlic mashed potatoes, buttermilk, so on like that. But I'm more of a organic quinoa man myself.
Right.
Actually, I do like quinoa.
I know, me too. I love a good potato salad, and a couple of weeks back, I was visiting my friend Rosemary down in Kalama, Washington, and she showed me a trick that I wish I'd known when we were talking about microwaves. She makes her potato salad by taking whole potatoes, soaking them in a big clay pot that'll fit in your microwave for at least 15 minutes till the pot gets nice and waterlogged. Put plastic wrap over it. She uses a shower cap, which is a great idea and a trick I often use.
Yeah, I use one of those to cover my KitchenAid mixer, the
yes,
bowl.
Yes, you do. I've seen that now that I think about it. She goes to Sally Beauty Supply Store and buys them by the gross. I thought that was a swell idea, and I'm going to take her up on that one. Anyway, if you just put them in the microwave for about somewhere between 12 and 15 minutes, they're good to go. You have potato salad real quick. You could make mashed potatoes that way.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I never really think about cooking in a microwave. I just use it to heat stuff up or defrost. That's a good idea.
But best of all, Stein, last week I was teaching a class at PCC and it was a chicken pot pie class and I use a rotisserie chicken when I make that. Well, there was this great guy named David Owen Hastings who came up afterward to tell me how much he loved our show and he's so sweet he handed me his very own recipe and said, I want you and Stein to try this. The recipe was for roast chicken and bacon twice baked potatoes. This has bacon in it and all kinds of spicy peppers and cheese, and it just looks so not so good for you that I know we'll love it. He also gave a variation for a vegetarian version.
Okay, we're going to share that recipe on the Food for Thought post at kplu.org so all may benefit from it. And with KPLU food talker Nancy, the queen of spuds, Leeson, I'm Dick.
Mr. Potato Head.
Masher, a Stein.